wouldn't have any of this.
Greedo never shot first.
It's ruined.
No, it's how
yes, it is.
George, you must own up to your mistake.
I don't know what I would do if I met George Lucas in the street. I'd want to shake his hand or hit him in the stomach.
Can you be that mad at a man who made Star Wars? The man made Star Wars.
There is something about our love for Star Wars that is different from our love for other things.
True Star Wars is not there! It's here!
It's funny that this can make people angry, but it does make you angry.
Now don't you ever say it's just a film. It's not just a film.
Well, that is the trailer for the documentary film, The People versus George Lucas. Welcome to Theo Fantastique Podcast 2.7. And my guest today is the director of this great documentary, Alexander Philippe. Alexander, welcome.
Thank you. How are you?
Well, I'm doing well. I appreciate you making the time and making the copy of the film available. I enjoyed it quite a bit. I take it you have a personal interest in the subject matter of your documentary. Let me just ask, are you a Star Wars fan?
Yes. Well, you know, of course, it's, you know, being a Star Wars fan today is a fairly complicated thing, as obviously is shown in the film. But yes, I was, you know, I was 5 years old when the original Star Wars came out. It made obviously a huge impression on me as a kid, especially Empire Strikes Back. You know, I eventually sort of grew out of it, I think in my teens, you know, early 20s. I mean, there's, you know, sort of forgot about it. And, you know, obviously when Episode 1 came out, huge anticipation, huge disappointment, you know, and but I've been really keeping track of Star Wars fandom. You know, obviously I am now a filmmaker, and you know, I do a lot of documentary films, many of which actually really focus on popular culture, and I became really interested in that, you know, dynamic, you know, this really dysfunctional relationship, the love-hate relationship that the fans seem to have with George, which is absolutely unique in you know, in pop culture, and I think really deserved to be explored in a feature-length format.
Well, I, too, am a child of the 70s. I'm a little bit older. I was a teenager. And I actually had, my brother and I were huge fans of the Fantastic in general during that time period. And we had seen THX 1138 prior to Star Wars and didn't care for that film and didn't think we would care much for Star Wars. And of course, like everybody else, we were just floored by it. And I have stayed a fan over the years, but was really surprised. I had my own, have my own preferences for certain aspects of it versus others, but was surprised to see the intense feelings and controversy over this. What led you to document the issues and the controversies surrounding George Lucas and his Star Wars empire?
You know, it is really an idea that I've had for years and years. You know, I knew there was something unique going on when you know, he started releasing the special editions, and it's not just a filmmaker, you know, making changes to his creations, with, you know, basically every filmmaker nowadays, you know, tends to do that. But it's the fact that he subsequently decided to essentially not ever, you know, restore and release the original theatrical versions that meant so much to us. And you know, it really started creating a really interesting rift between him and his fans, at least, you know, his original fan base. Obviously, Star Wars then, you know, changed a great deal. Clearly, they've gone out of their way to appeal to new generations of fans, and they've been certainly very, very successful doing that. But I think, you know, that coupled with, you know, the release of Episode 1, which was massively, you know, disappointing to many, many of us. I mean, I to be honest, I think I may have met one or maybe two fans from my generation who actually enjoy those movies. You know, it's that widely, you know, despised, and that's really interesting. You know, it's that phenomenon of the fans turning against a creator. To me is really interesting, because at the end of the day, there's so much love and so much respect and admiration for George and for what he has accomplished, which is obviously extraordinary. And how does that turn into, you know, into trolling on the internet and vitriol and all of that stuff. And I just really, you know, became quite fascinated by it and just had to make a film.
Well, it is an interesting exploration of a number of issues, fan cultures and the artist and all these types of things. Although your film includes a lot of humor, it also raises serious questions about issues such as the rights of the artist with this pop culture creation, as well as how this relates to fans and our participatory culture that we have now. Now, having documented both sides of this debate, do you have any thoughts, any personal opinions? How do you come down on the controversy?
Well, you know, that's just the thing, is that you can really look at it both ways. I mean, clearly from a legal standpoint, you know, Star Wars obviously belongs to George and belongs to Lucasfilm, and that's just the way it is. But, you know, the fact that, you know, at least the original Star Wars is now, you know, inducted in the National Film Registry at the Library of Congress, you can certainly make the case that it also belongs to the people. And I mean, nobody can deny the impact of Star Wars on film and really on our popular culture. So, you know, I think it starts with asking the question, is Star Wars just a movie, or is Star Wars more than just a movie? And it's both. You know, if you really look at the super nerd nitpicking that goes on all over the place, and I mean this with a lot of love, of course, towards Star Wars fans, because I can do that as well. You know, I can get caught up, and there's times when we as fans need to take a step back and say, well, you know, wait a minute, this is just a movie. You know, we're taking this way, way too seriously. But also, as somebody who really believes in the importance of our popular culture as really a reflection of who we are at a certain point in time, Star Wars is, without a doubt, one of the absolute most important films of all time. And to have a creator who has essentially made statements to the effect of, you know, he intends for that original version to disappear, you know, to essentially that all the copies, all the DVDs, all the VHS will one day deteriorate and will no longer be available. You know, is this something that we can really accept? I mean, I think that that's, it becomes really a larger issue now of not just film preservation, but cultural heritage. And I think, you know, I mean, the fans have obviously made themselves heard, you know, on this, but Lucasfilm is still, you know, they're still not budging. But I think what's happening right now is the fans eventually are going to, I mean, they have restored, you know, the films. You know, you've got some quote unquote restored versions out there in standard def, but eventually you're going to have them in high definition.
I thought you did a very good job in the film of presenting both sides of the issue. Having your own opinions on the debate, did you find it a difficult process maintaining some kind of objectivity in producing the documentary?
No, not really. I mean, I think the reason for this is that that's actually a process that I like a lot personally, is I like to tackle subjects, you know, like, you know, essentially hot topics, you know, topics that people are extremely passionate about, and that people can really, you know, be fighting, you know, about very, very strongly. But I think it's really interesting to look at it from you know, both sides, and to try to understand where both sides actually come from. And it's the way that I approach the people versus George Lucas, it's really a love story, you know, and it was this amazing love story back in the 70s and early 80s. And then that love story became very, very ugly, you know, and now essentially it's in court, you know, on a certain level, but there is still that love. And I think, to be honest, I really believe that George is just as conflicted about his fans as his fans are conflicted about him, you know. And why wouldn't you be? You know, I mean, if you try and put yourself in George's shoes for a second, and you have these millions of people who just adore what you've created, and then suddenly these people turn against you, and they just, you know, I mean, they're extremely, extremely critical of every single thing he does, you know. It has to be frustrating. And I think I think that tug of war is, I mean, it's, I just don't know how long it's going to last, but I, there's no signs of it, changing anytime soon.
Well, I was surprised in your documentary by the intensity of some of these perspectives on the issue. I've certainly got my views, but I wouldn't go out like some of the fans that you show and write a song, George Lucas raped my childhood, you know.
Yeah.
Why do you think fans get so upset over various aspects of Star Wars? Is it a generational thing, which a few folks talk about in your film, where those of us who are a little older and fell in love with it in the late 70s and 80s, we just don't like a new version later on? Or are we really talking at core about competing artistic and maybe even mythical visions connected to Star Wars?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, first of all, I think you have to, you know, the fans who wrote the song, you know, George Lucas raped our childhood, and people actually say that on the internet, really. I don't think anybody is really completely serious. I mean, I think it's, you know, that's the great thing about the fans too, is that they're, you know, they can be really tongue in cheek, you know, and yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it's definitely go quite far, you know, on that level. But I think that, you know, there's no such thing as a profound hatred, quote unquote, if there's no profound love in the first place. So I think we need to, you know, to cut the fans some slack a little bit. But I'm sorry, what was the question?
Just if you have any thoughts about why this intense, you know, is it a generational conflict? Is it a competing artistic visions? What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think there's definitely a generational thing. I think it really goes back to, you know, the impact that those movies had on us when we were kids. You know, Star Wars now is no longer the same thing. You know, back then, you know, we just had three movies over, you know, a number of years. They were event movies. They really transformed us. They were the stories of our childhood. We had the toys. We were very hands-on, you know, with that universe. It was something that really meant a great deal. Now it seems like Star Wars has become really diluted. It's all over the place. It's, you know, I mean, forget about the merchandising, you know, I mean, but just looking at all the, you know, the series that are, you know, and the video games and you know, et cetera. And I think it's a little bit of, you know, I think we're feeling a little bit disillusioned. But, you know, this doesn't just apply to Star Wars. It's like, you know, when you're growing up and you have this special, memorable moment, you know, this one experience that changes you, that transforms you, that transports you. Well, it's, you know, it's never going to be the same again. It's like falling in love for the first time. You're never going to be able to reclaim that feeling. And that sucks. I mean, it's just life, you know, it's the sad thing about life. And I think the fans who are really upset they're still not over the fact that Star Wars is never going to be again what it once used to be. And I think we need to get over that. But I think George needs to give us what we've been wanting for a long, long time now. And that's to have the restored original version of the original trilogy.
Right. Do you know if George has seen your documentary? Have you tried to get a copy of it to him?
I don't know if George personally has seen the documentary. I can tell you that, you know, we've had obviously some correspondence with, you know, with Lucasfilm. And, you know, I wanted to be really transparent about what we were doing from day one. I mean, you know, back in 2007, when we launched our website and, you know, announced the project, you know, they were the first people to know about it. And I told them, you know, basically we're not making a film against George, but we are, you know, taking a close look, you know, a cultural look at this, you know, dysfunctional, you know, love-hate relationship between George and the fans. And, you know, I think it's been a very courteous relationship. I think they've definitely kept their distance, you know, and you know, they certainly have not given us any advertising, you know, or support. But, you know, I do hope he watches it. I don't think I'll ever hear from him. I think it would be nice.
It would. What are some of the? I really recommend this this great documentary film. What are some of the best ways that listeners can get a hold of a copy?
Well, it's really out now widely. Lionsgate released the DVD, at least in the US. It is available in a number of different territories, but Lionsgate has released the DVD in the US specifically. That one's available, you know, on Amazon. Everywhere. I think you can find it at Target, and it has a commentary track. It has a bunch of additional features. It's also out on video on demand. So it's out there.
And of course, folks can get it at the Theo Fantastique store. What's your website for the documentary?
It is peoplevsgeorge.com.
There you go.
And of course, people can also join us on Facebook. They can find us there, and they'll get updates about, you know, we still have, some festivals and, you know, special screenings and all kinds of, good things going on. So they're definitely welcome to join our Facebook page.
Well, Alexander, again, I want to thank you so much for a great document. Normally, documentaries are more thought-provoking than funny, and I found both in this, and it was a real joy to watch. So I wish you well as you continue to take this to festivals and make it available to people.
Absolutely. We're doing what we can.
Well, thank you so much for being a guest. I appreciate your time.
My pleasure. Thank you.